The Rainbow, the 7th of January, 1996. It was ceasing to be evening. There was that brilliant gray that heralds the arrival of dawn. Old Antonio finished arranging two sacks of fine coffee and came to sit beside me. I was awaiting the arrival of a contact who would help me cross through a village in which we had no comrades. The crossing was to be that night. January dawned, and it was the dawn of 1986. These were still times in which we had to hide. Hide even from those we would join with later. I looked out towards the west, and from out of my pipe smoke, I tried to dream of a different tomorrow. Old Antonio remained silent. He hardly even made any noise when he rolled the cigarette, which heralded smoke and stories. But Old Antonio did not speak. He sat staring where I was, staring and waiting, patiently, for me to say something. "How long have we got to remain in hiding from our people?" I asked, as the last mouthful of smoke rose from the bowl of my pipe. Old Antonio coughed and decided at last to light his cigarette and start talking. Slowly, like someone recovering hope, Old Antonio lit up the evening again with the story of the seven rainbows. The very beginning of the worlds, when our greatest grandparents still walked the earth, the greatest gods, the first ones, those who gave birth to the world, came down to talk with the men and women of my youth. It was a day like today, cold and rainy with fitful sunshine. The first god sat down to talk with the men and women of Maize, to reach agreement about the ways the real men and women should go, because these gods, who were the earliest, those who gave birth to the world, were not bossy, like the gods that came later. The first gods were not bossy. They sought a good understanding between themselves and the men and women of Maize. They always tried to reach the right way together, with good understanding and good talk. And thus that day, which was one of the first days of the first world, the greatest gods were talking with the men and women of Maize, with their equals. They agreed to seek a good understanding with other men and women, who had other languages and other ways of thinking. The men and women of Maize had to travel a long way within their hearts to seek for the words that other men and women, of other colors, with other hearts, would understand. And so they reached agreement on the works that the men and women of Maize should do to make a good world. And they came to an agreement that the first and foremost works, the most important for making ourselves new, were seven. And the seven first gods, those who gave birth to the world, spoke, saying that they were seven works that had to be done to make the world good and make ourselves new. The greatest god said that there would have to be seven, because seven were the heirs of skies, which were the roof of the world. And thus the first god said that these were the seven skies. The seventh heir was that of Nahuatl, their first father, Jock. And the sixth heir were the Chacob, or rain gods, and the fifth were the Quilob, Coxob, the lords of the wilderness. And the fourth heir were the guardians of the animals. And the third heir were evil spirits. And the second were the wind gods. And the first, immediately above the earth, were the Balomab, who guard the village crosses in the maize fields. In the depths was Kisin, the god of fear and trembling, the devil. And the first gods also said the colors were seven, and seven was their number by which to count them. And I told you the story of the colors the other day, and I will tell you the story of the seven works another day, if there is time and opportunity for you to listen and me to tell you, says Old Antonio, just as the glow of his cigarette finally goes out. Then there is silence, in which Old Antonio revives both smoke and dreams. A small flash from the match in his hand, and he has it lit up again. And then the men and women of Maize agreed to do the seven works, so that the world would become good. And they looked towards the place where the sun and the moon takes turns to wake and sleep. They asked the first gods how far they would have to go to perform these seven works to make the world become new. Then the first god said that the seven works had to be done 7 times 7, because this odd number reminds us that not all of us can be alike, and that there is always room for the other. So the men and women of Maize said yes and looked towards the mountain, which was a small box holding the breast of Mother Earth, alternately, one by day and the other by night. And as they looked, the men and women of Maize wondered how they could work out what was 7 times 7 due to the seven works. And the first gods said that they did not know either, because they were the first gods and did not know everything and still had to study a lot. That is why they did not go away but stayed with the men and women of Maize to think together, so that together they might discover the best way to make the world new. And there they were, thinking, discovering, talking, learning about themselves, or just being there, when the rain hung in the middle of the afternoon without falling or rising, just being there. The men and women of Maize stood there gazing, as did the first gods, when all at once a bridge of light and clouds and colors began to appear, and the bridge seemed to come from the mountain and go towards the valley. But then it could be seen clearly that the bridge of colors, clouds, and light did not go anywhere and did not come from anywhere, but was just there, above the rain and the world. And the bridge of light, colors, and clouds had seven colors like stripes. The first gods and the men and women of Maiz looked at each other and again and looked back at the bridge, which did not come from anywhere or go anywhere, but which was just there. Then they understood that the bridge of colors, clouds, and lights does not come from anywhere or go anywhere, but is there to make it possible to come and go. So they became very happy, all those who were thinking and learning about themselves. They realized that this was good to be a bridge for good worlds to go and come by, the new worlds that we make for ourselves. Quickly the musicians picked up their instruments, and quickly the first gods and the true men and women picked up their feet and began to dance, because now they were already thinking, discovering, talking, learning a bit about themselves. When they had finished dancing, they held another meeting, and they discovered that 7 times 7 meant that 7 rainbows of 7 colors had to be made, in order to do the 7 most important works. And they realized that when the 7 were done, there would be another 7, because the bridges of clouds, colors, and lights do not come from anywhere or go anywhere. They have no beginning or end. They do not start or stop, but they are simply for passing over. And thus the agreement remained that was made between the first gods and the true men and women. Therefore, since that day of joy and knowledge, the men and women of Maiz, the real ones, spend their lives making bridges, and in death they also make bridges. Always bridges of colors, clouds, and light. Always bridges to go over, to do the works which give birth to the new world that makes us good by doing the 7 works 7 times 7. The men and women of Maiz, the true ones, we live by making bridges and we die by making bridges. Old Antonio stops talking. I stare at him and I'm about to ask him what this has to do with my question. How long would we have to remain in hiding? Suddenly his face lights up. Smiling, he points to the mountain in the west. I turn and see a rainbow, which does not come from anywhere or go anywhere, which is just there, bridging worlds, bridging dreams.
La canción es la amiga que me arropa y después me desabriga. La más clara y oscura, la más verde e inmadura, la más íntima, la más indiscreta. La canción me da todo, aunque no me respeta, se me entrega feliz cuando me viola. La canción es la ola que me eleva y me hunde, que me fragua lo mismo que me funde. La canción compañera, virginal y ramera, la canción. Comenzamos un día en los tiempos de siempre y todavía. Comenzamos felices a juntar cicatrices como buenas señales de los años. Y peldaño a peldaño levantamos paisaje sin excusa, sin ruego y sin ultraje. ¿Quién se atreve a decirme que debo arrepentirme de la esperma quemante que me trabajó? Porque sangra de abajo, yo no vendo ni rajo mi pasión. Entre drama y comedia, la Edad Media. Torpe pero sincero, aún no soy caballero, y que el cielo me libre de cordura. No me embriaga a la altura, ni me aburren los sueños. No es por moda que estallo y que me empeño. El amor sigue en brete y el camino a machete, mas no lloro por tanimia milano. Si conservo mis manos, mi sudor y el humano corazón.